You're listening to Around It About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller. In this segment, we're talking about next-generation green homes in Chattanooga. An organization called Green Spaces is working to develop houses that produce as much energy as they consume. The first of these homes is being built in North Chattanooga on Hamilton Avenue. That's close to Fraser Avenue, Coolidge Park, and Renaissance Park. Green Spaces will kick off construction of this energy-efficient home with a bike tour on July 18th. After the bike tour, the Crash Pad will host a listing party. Today, I'm speaking with Michael Walton from Green Spaces. He's the executive director. And Bethan Merrick Nguyen, a happiness ambassador at the Crash Pad. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So this house is going to be 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and more than 2,000 square feet. And it's supposed to produce as much energy as it consumes. How does this work? I'm assuming solar is at least part of it.
Yeah, and so really where we start to get to a net zero energy home isn't the solar side. It's actually the efficiency side. So you really want the home to respond to the local environment and the local context. So in many ways, it's going back to some older regional designs that made use of natural ventilation, passive solar strategies that don't cost any more than what we build today. It's just that to reduce the demand for electricity, you're kind of maximizing the use of all of these natural resources.
Like having really large windows that could let in light so you don't need to use as much electricity for lighting.
That's right. Well-shaded, south-facing windows are a big key. Having great covered outdoor spaces that you can use, and then using cross ventilation and stack ventilation to be able to cool the home in the seasons where it's not super hot and humid outside. Obviously, it still has a really high performance mechanical system that's also extremely healthy, and that gets paired then with the solar energy on the roof that makes up the difference.
And so ideally, whoever lives there will have no electric bill, basically.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, it would actually be positive. So they would get paid from TVA more than they are paying EPB for their demand.
How much is this estimated to cost when it's finished?
So we're listing the house. The appraisal that Tennessee Valley Federal Credit Union did, who's one of the project sponsors, came in at $420,000. And so that's what it's listed at. The construction cost will be obviously less than that because we're trying to use this as a regenerative development model that we can then show to other home builders and developers. And really the point of all of this is to increase demand for this kind of construction because it's not that hard to do. It's not that much more expensive from a construction standpoint. It's just a matter of having the knowledge and the ability to integrate these strategies into any design.
So this is actually one of several homes you're building. How many homes are you building?
So the site plan has 4 homes in all in a row there in North Chattanooga.
And Bethan, you've got kind of a party going on the 18th to accompany the bike tour of the location. What's going on?
Absolutely. So we're really happy that it'll be actually the listing party. So that's when the houses will first be available. And we're also having, it'll be catered by a local restaurant. And then we have a Bloody Mary bar. So definitely come on by and grab drinks. But starting at 11:30 until 3, we have a lot of the materials specialists that will be helping with the houses there on site. So they'll have their tables available so you can see what kind of roofing materials that'll be used, what kind of flooring, what kind of HVAC, what kind of windows. So that if you are interested in either repairing or redoing or building a home, you'll actually have access to the people who are providing the materials for the next-gen homes.
So even if you're not going to buy this home specifically, maybe you can retrofit your home in some way.
Totally, and get inspired, too. Get psyched on doing something good for the environment and saving yourself money and showing a model for the next generation of home building.
I should add, too, that this whole project started with a design competition, and we had 11 entries from teams of architects, engineers, and contractors in the area that submitted designs, and all of those are available on our website, so anybody that wants to build one of these homes can go on our website and find 11 different examples of net zero energy homes that they can build in Chattanooga.
And what is the website?
It's greenspaceschattanooga.org/nextgen.
Michael, Bethan, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
That was Michael Walton, the executive director of Green Spaces, and Bethan Merrick Nguyen, a happiness ambassador from the Crash Pad. The events we were talking about will take place on July 18th at the Crash Pad. The bike tour starts at 9:45 a.m. The listing party at the Crash Pad starts at 11:30 a.m. And by the way, Mitsubishi is partnering with Green Spaces, and they'll be giving away 4 Braves tickets, tickets right behind home plate. Also at the party, tickets will be available for Green Spaces' Rooftop Hop event, which is going to happen in October. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.